In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Just remember, as long as God is still on his throne, and he has not abdicated the throne, and your faith is intact in him, everything's going to be all right. That all the stuff that you're going through is going to be all right. It's going to work for you rather than work against you. I call it fertilizer. That all these things that are against us go into the being of who we are, and God changes it into fertilizer, to fertilize our hope, our life, our faith, our charity. I am reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy. In other words, Paul writes this letter in union with two other members of the community, Silvanus and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know that the Church of Boston is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know that the Church of St. Louis is in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit? Do you know that? That we are in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says, "We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers." Oh, yes. Father, I want to pray for everyone who listens to the radio or on computer. I want to pray that you would flood them with your Holy Spirit and that they would know that they are in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace. How we need that peace and that grace that comes from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. How we need that grace and that peace. We always give thanks to God for you and mention you in our prayers, constantly remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness and hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, we give thanks that you have been faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ, that your work and your faith and your labor have been steadfast in the hope of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Is your faith working for something? Faith working through love? Oh, yes, faith working through love. How we need to know that it's not only faith, it's faith working through love. It is by grace we are saved, through faith, not of works, lest anyone boast. For we know, brothers and sisters, beloved by God. Do you know you're beloved by God today? That he has chosen you? Do you know that the Lord has chosen you? Because our message of the gospel came to you not in word only, but also in the power of the Holy Spirit. In other words, when Paul preached the gospel to the Thessalonian community, it was not only in words, but in the power of the Spirit. There were miracles that took place by the power of God. And he says, because our message of the gospel came to you not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit, and with full conviction, that this wasn't just a word that he spoke, but they put their life behind the word. Do we put our lives behind the word of God? Do we put our lives behind the word of God? Just as you know what kind of persons we prove to be among you for your sake. In other words, they were loving in the power of the Spirit when they were in Thessalonica. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord. I tell you, Paul said, become an imitator of me and of the Lord. I cannot say that. I cannot say become an imitator of me. I'm too weak. But Paul said, become an imitator of me, an imitator of me and of us and of the Lord. For in spite of persecution, you received the word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, there was persecution inside the Thessalonian community and outside the Thessalonian community. That in spite of persecution, you received the word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit. I tell you, persecution is something that God promises us because Jesus is the Lord, and we know He is the way, the truth, and the life. We are living in an era that says any way to God is good. There's only one way to God, and that is through the blood of Jesus, that is through the cross of Jesus. You see, as I say to people, they say it's not fair. I say to people, well, I'm going to tell you something. The only way to get to Holy Rosary is to be on Shirley Street. That's unfair. It's the only way to get there. It's the only way to get there. The only way to God is through Jesus Christ the Lord, so that you became an example to all believers. In other words, your faith shone such a way that you became an example to all believers, even during persecution in Macedonia and Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place. Your faith in God has become known. Do people know that you have faith? Do people know that your faith is in God? Do people know that my faith is in God? That my faith is in Jesus? Do people know that? Well, I think so, because yesterday someone called me on the phone and they wanted to make an appointment with me about something. And so I said, come, I have a free hour, come and you make your appointment. And I saw the person and great things happened, that my name has become known so that we have no need to speak about it. That's right, people know where to go when they're in trouble. That's right, people know where to go when they're in trouble. I get calls from all over saying, I have a sick son, could you pray for my son that he get healed? My child is on drugs, could you pray for my child that the drugs would be broken? For the people of those regions report about us, what kind of welcome we had among you, and how you turned from God. Have you turned to God from idols? They used to worship idols, they were pagans, to serve the living true God. Hallelujah. We serve the living, true God. People say Catholic Church has idols of the Blessed Mother. It's not an idol. It's a picture of part of the family. That's what it is. It's a picture of part of the family. And to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead. Yes, Jesus is coming from heaven, who has been raised from the dead. He is in heaven now in His resurrected body. Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath that is to come. He rescues us from the wrath of God, which is to come when He comes in glory. He will separate people from the sheep and the goats. He will say, who lived by faith working through love? Who lived by faith working through love? You yourselves know, brothers and sisters, that our coming to you was not in vain. No, because they preached the gospel, and the gospel took by the grace of God. But though we had already suffered and been shamefully mistreated at Philippi, as you know, we had courage in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in spite of great opposition. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ must be proclaimed in season and out of season, when things are lovely and when there's great opposition. The gospel that Jesus Christ gave His life for us on the cross, that He bled for us, that He washes away our sins, that He was buried for us, and that He rose from the dead, that this gospel must be proclaimed even in great opposition. For our appeal does not spring from deceit our impure motives or trickery. In other words, Paul is not preaching the gospel out of deceit or impure motives or trickery, but just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the message of the gospel. Yes, Paul has been entrusted with the message of the gospel, especially to the Gentiles, even as we speak to please mortals, but no, to please God who tests our heart. In other words, our proclamation is to please God, not mortals. Paul made a mistake on the hill of the and he preached the resurrection of the dead, and he did not preach the cross, and nothing happened. Why? Because he was trying to impress the Greeks, Areopagus. As you know, and as God is our witness, we never came with words of flattery or with a pretext from greed. In other words, they didn't come praising the people or looking for money, nor did we seek praise from mortals, whether from you or from others. That's right. Though we might have made demands as apostles of Christ, but we were gentle among you, like a nurse tenderly caring for her children. Paul says, as we preached the gospel, we were tender as a nurse takes care of the children, that we came not with trickery. We came not with greed, but we came preaching the gospel as to little children. So deeply did we care for you that we are determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also ourselves. I tell you, when you preach the gospel, you not only proclaim it, but you must share yourself. You must be that person that has totally given his life or her life to the Lord Jesus Christ. So the message becomes the medium, the person becomes the message also. So they did not only preach the gospel, but they preached giving themselves fully to preach the gospel, because you have become very dear to us. Thessalonians are dear to St. Paul. He says he prays for them every single day. You remember our labor and our toil, brothers and sisters. We work night and day so that we might not burden you while we proclaim to you the gospel of God. How did he work night and day? Tent making. They worked night and day making tents so that they would not burden the people of Thessalonica for money. You are witnesses, and God also has pure, upright, and blameless. Our conduct was toward you believers. As you know, we dealt with each one of you like a father deals with his children. In other words, he was gentle with them. He was gentle, but he was strong. He was strong in the proclamation of the gospel. He gave himself fully to the Thessalonians. He was strong but gentle in the proclamation of the gospel, urging and encouraging you and pleading that you lead a life worthy of God, who called you into his own kingdom and glory. You see, it's not only listening to Father Tom. It's living the word and the life worthy of God, who calls us into his kingdom and into his glory. That when people see us, they know that this is not a perfect person, but they do it for God. That they do it for God. People keep on calling me because they know I'll pray with them. They know I'll pray with them. One lady called me yesterday, and she said, I've been blocked from getting to call you, but today I finally took the block and knocked it down, and I called you. So I told her, come on Saturday when we pray for healing at the 5:30 Mass, and she's coming. We also constantly give thanks to God for this, that when you receive the word of God that you heard from us, you accepted it not as a human word, but as it truly and really is, God's word. In other words, when they proclaimed the gospel, it was not a human word that they believed, but the word of God. which is also at work in you believers, yes. Through the Holy Spirit, the Word of God is at work through believers. For you, brothers and sisters, became imitators of the churches of God in Christ Jesus that are in Judea, for you suffered the same things from your own compatriots as they did from the Jews who killed both the Lord Jesus Christ and the prophets. Well, I killed Jesus Christ too by my sins. My sins put Jesus on the cross and drove us out. They displease God and oppose everyone by hindering us from speaking to the Gentiles so that they may be saved. Paul would always go to the Jews first and preach the gospel, and then to the Gentiles. The Jews would reject him, would reject the gospel, and then he would go to the Gentiles. I know that the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and then to the Gentiles. I tell you, I'm on the radio and I know Jewish people hear me, that there is one way to God, and that's through the blood of Jesus. And he loves you. He loves you. You're his chosen people. He loves you. And he's looking for you to make a commitment to him and to his love. Thus they have constantly been filling up the measure of their sins, but God's wrath has overtaken them at last. As for us, brothers and sisters, when for a short time we were made orphans by being separated from you in person, not in heart. In other words, they were separated from the Thessalonians in person, but not in heart. We longed with great eagerness to see you face to face. These are Paul's children, through the proclamation of the gospel. He is a spiritual father. For we wanted to come to you, certainly I, Paul, wanted to again and again, but the devil, Satan, blocked our way. In other words, he wanted to come to the Thessalonians, but he was blocked, just like that lady was blocked from calling us. For what is our hope, our joy, our crown of boasting before our Lord Jesus at his coming? Who is our boast? You people are our boast, because you heard the word of God as it truly is the word of God, and you surrendered yourself to Jesus. Is it not you, yes, you who are our glory and our joy? The Thessalonians are the glory and joy of the Apostle Paul. Why? Because they received the word of God with joy, with joy, with joy. And they went through persecutions, and they continued in the word of God, and they continued to speak the word of God in love. Chapter 3, therefore, when we could bear it no longer, we decided to be left alone in Athens, and we sent Timothy, our brother and co-worker for God in proclaiming the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you for the sake of the faith. So Timothy goes to Thessalonica to strengthen and encourage the Thessalonians in faith and in love too, so that no one would be shaken by these persecutions. Oh yes, there will always be persecutions from within, from without. There will always be persecutions when we preach the gospel, when we are forthright in preaching the gospel. Look, I know Jewish people, listen to me. I'm not telling Jewish people that God hates them. I'm telling Jewish people that God loves them. I'm telling Jewish people that God has a plan for them. I'm telling Jewish people that the Lord has been gracious to you. You are part of the chosen race. Yes. Let's continue. For you yourselves know this is what we are destined for. In fact, when we were with you, we told you beforehand that we would suffer persecution. Paul suffers persecution. ultimately he is jailed. He's not jailed right now. He suffers persecution for the sake of the gospel and for the sake of Jesus Christ. So it turned out, as you know, for this reason, when I could bear it no longer, I sent to find out about your faith. In other words, he was anxious in knowing how the Thessalonians were. Do they still have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? I was afraid that somehow the tempter had tempted you and that your labor had been in vain. He was afraid. That's why he sent Timothy, to encourage them and to make sure they were still in Christ and in the Father. But Timothy has just now come to us from you and has brought us the good news of your faith and love. It's always faith working through love. He has told us also that you always remember us kindly and you long to see us. Yes, long to see their spiritual father, the Apostle Paul, just as we long to see you. Oh, Paul says, I long to be with you, Thessalonians. For this reason, brothers and sisters, during all our distress and persecution, we have been encouraged about you through your faith, for we now live if you continue to stand firm in the Lord. In other words, don't give up your faith. Stand firm in the Lord. Put on the whole armor of God. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel before God because of you? He has joy because his children are still believing and they are in God and in Christ Jesus. Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith. In other words, we want to come and proclaim the full gospel to you. And if there's anything lacking in your faith, we want to give it to you because we have been given that by the Lord, and we want to give it not for greed, not for trickery, but for the love of God. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you. In other words, he wants to go to visit the Thessalonians, whom he prays for night and day. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all. Yes, to abound in love for the Thessalonian community as well as in the people outside the community, just as we abound in love for you. And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness, that you may be blameless before our God and Father as the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints, that you would be blameless when Jesus comes in glory with all his saints. What have we learned today? We learned that Paul is anxious to visit the Thessalonian community to make sure that their faith is intact. He sends Timothy to encourage them and to make sure their faith is intact, and it is. Paul says, when I came to you, I did not only come to you preaching the words of men, but I came preaching the word of God, and the power of God was at work in our ministry. Miracles happened. Paul says, we constantly give thanks to God for you. We constantly give thanks to God for you. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Grace to you, my people who listen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I need to hear from people so we can pay our July bills. Oh, please, if this broadcast blesses you, please bless us. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Or go to inseason.net and leave a donation on PayPal. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.